following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Millman. Dozens of online bartering sites have gained popularity in the Philippines due to the rise in the unemployment the country is facing due to its lockdown. As millions of citizens are forced to stay home to slow the spread of the virus, people have been forced to turn to Facebook groups to exchange their personal belongings for food. Lorraine Imperial is a mother of two. She explains how online bartering has been able to help her put food on the table. She says she was able to trade a pair of Nike slides for a whole dress chicken. However, an older pair she owns has still been up for sale on the site for over 3 weeks.
Old items are usually difficult to sell, and sometimes people just ignore them. With barter, it's easier for them to trade items with food instead of money, and it's more common. It's easier to find useful things in exchange for food.
Items that are common to be bartered online include kitchen appliances, children's toys, and designer handbags, mostly to be traded for food. Tona De Vega, an avid online barterer, talks about how she chooses which items are chosen to be traded for food.
What would I do with it if I don't use it anymore? I'd rather trade it with food, so my stomach would be full because I can't always rely on my children for help because they have families to feed too.
Vietnamese artist Nguyen Thi Ha An, a 28-year-old architecture graduate, has been crafting miniature food for the past year. She saw a chance to capitalize on the world's growing love of Vietnamese cuisine. The miniature models are made out of 90% clay and 10% liquid plastic. Each one takes up to 5 days to make, with prices going for up to $80.
First, I have to refer to many press articles about regional Vietnamese cuisine features. Secondly, I choose to make miniature models which have harmonious designs. So, I've picked 5 dishes which show cuisines from different regions across Vietnam. For example, pho, which is famous in Vietnam and the world, or banh mi sandwich.
In addition to creating food, Nguyen is planning on expanding the business to beverages, which would include Vietnamese beer and coffee. While Nguyen gave up her potentially more stable career in architecture to pursue her passion for niche craft, she believes she has made the right move. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.